Lesson 6, Coached Drill. I want you should now open your manual, and we're going to see lines there from Shakespeare's Merchant of Venice from Shylock, a good Jewish character here. And I'm going to read first one word at a time, just putting all of the pronunciation, but you repeat after me or do with me and make sure you're getting these out of the Yiddish. Look also at how it's marked with the pronunciation changes. Okay, here we go, one word at a time. To bait fish with all. If it will feed nothing else, it will feed my revenge. He hath disgraced me and hindered me. Half a million left at my losses, mocked at my gains, scorned my nation, thwarted my bargains, cooled my friends, hidden mine enemies. And what's his reason? I am a Jew. Hath not a Jew eyes? Hath not a Jew hands, organs, dimensions, senses, affections, passions, fed with the same food, hurt with the same weapons, subject to the same diseases, healed by the same means, warmed and cooled by the same winter and summer as a Christian is. And now go put this together in connected speech. To bait fish with all. If it will feed nothing else, it will feed my revenge. He hath disgraced me and hindered me half a million. Left at my losses, mocked at my gains, scorned my nation, thwarted my bargains, cooled my friends, heeded mine enemies, and what's his reason? I am a Jew. Hath not a Jew eyes? Hath not a Jew hands, organs, dimensions, senses, affections, passions? Fed with the same food, hurt with the same weapons, subject to the same disease, healed by the same means, warmed and cooled by the same winter and summer as a Christian is. Now, mind you, I'm not suggesting that you ought to do this way. If you're doing Shakespeare, let's look at just one more piece here. Do the same thing, one word at a time. If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, do we not laugh? If you poison us, do we not die? And if you wrong us, shall we not revenge? If we are like you in the rest, we will resemble you in that. Now do this connected. If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, do we not laugh? If you poison us, do we not die? And if you wrong us, shall we not revenge? If we are like you in the rest, we will resemble you in that. Now for a minute, just to mess around, I'm going to go back to this last passage and really do a lot of the stereotypic and getting the lilt and almost to the point where you see the stereotypic vision of the shrugging of the shoulders. If you prick us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, do we not laugh? If you poison us, do we not die? And if you wrong us, shall we not revenge? If we are like you in the rest, we will resemble you in that. Just for a minute, I go back to the first part, and you see that we can do a little of the lilt without getting stereotypic about it. to bait fish withal? If it will feed nothing else, it will feed my revenge, using it on revenge. He hath disgraced me and hindered me half a million, left at my losses, mocked at my gains, scorned my nation. You see how I'm doing? Losses, gains, nation. I'm using that lilt here for a purpose like we were talking about earlier on in the tape. I am a Jew, hath not a Jew eyes, hath not a Jew hands and organs, dimensions, but now I'm getting a little stereotyped, senses, affections, passions, fed with the same food, hurt with the same weapons, subject to the same diseases, and then you get the stereotypic character. And this is a problem that you're going to have to work out with your director. You're going to have to figure out when some of these very, very major resonance and lilt things are really growing out of the organic sense of the character, and when you're getting much too heavy and playing at the accent instead of playing the character who happens to speak within the context of a linguistic environment in which some of these things are done very naturally, but they're not posed like this, and you do everything, and then again, you're not being a realistic character, you are being the stereotype of the dialect. So with that warning, I send you back to the beginning of the tape to really work on your resonance and generate all of the rest out of it, and work on the lilt and try to avoid the stereotype. But now we draw to the end of the training tape on the Yiddish accent. I leave you with that benediction to go out and have at it with your Yiddish accent.